Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. At the end of last segment, I said we'd cover some sporting activities that took place. I had announced some of them on the last program with a great deal of optimism, and things have not worked out that well. Let's start with the good news. I did mention the pair, Maria Gonzalez and Alanis Navas, who had won the gold medal in beach volleyball. And they went off to Mexico and did it again. They're doing super well, and that's fantastic. But okay, I did not, and this is not when they were the one of the Puerto Ricans, but you know, we have in terms of Spain, we feel, you know, some feelings towards Spain. And Carlos Alcaraz, I had discussed before, his win in Paris was just probably the best tennis, well, for me, the best tennis match I have ever seen in terms of its quality, its length, its the difficulty, the closeness of the thing, and the ebbs back and forth of it. Well, they had the same Jannik Sinner, the Italian, and Carlos Alcaraz of Spain ended up again. Not a great deal of time between the two, between the French Open and Wimbledon, and this one was quite different. I was for Carlos Alcaraz, although Jannik Sinner is a really person you have to like. I mean, he's, you know, they're two gentlemen on the court and two gentlemen off the court, and they're good friends. But boy, on the court, they really go at it. And but I was for Carlos Alcaraz, and he did not have a good day. It's always hard to say whether it was that Jannik Sinner kind of rose in his performance, and Carlos was never able to cope with it, or with just a bad day for Carlos. Even though, you know, Jannik played a little better, let's say. My sense was it was a bad day for Carlos. His first serve wasn't going in very effectively. Just over during the whole matches, he just wasn't at the level that he was at the French Open, and that I've seen him at other occasions. So that's the way life is. That's, isn't it? I mean, sometimes we quickly put a letter together and say, man, this came out really well, came out really easily. And sometimes, man, we struggle. The letter never really, or the document, the memorandum, the brief, and you know, whatever it is that we're putting, or a book or whatever, and we just know it was much more difficult, and we just weren't able to accomplish it at the level that we have wanted. It just doesn't read as well as we wanted, etc. So that's just life, and you have to sort of, you know, go with the flow and move on. And I think that's what Carlos Alcaraz clearly, you can see in his face that this wasn't my day. And Jannik Sinner was, you know, of course, thinking that he thinks that he put together some differences that were significant, but I think, you know, he also realizes that next time it'd be completely different. They're gonna, God willing, for their health, there's gonna be a lot of ongoing rivalry between the two of them. We mentioned and look forward to on Friday of last week, the Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, the third fight, and we talked about, you know, that I thought that at least, certainly in the one I saw, which was the first one, that I thought Amanda had won, and all the second one I didn't see, but a lot of people also felt that she had won. And I had mentioned that for this particular fight, that she was going to change two things. First of all, put on more weight earlier, and sort of hopefully have cut down the difference in the weight and in the strength that had separated them before, because he was moving up to this 140, 136, 140 weight class, and Katie Taylor was her class, and she was moving down, and she was just stronger, so she was going to get put more weight, and the second thing, she was going to be more technical from the outside and not get in, where she had gotten some headbutts in the second and got a really bad cut. So those were the two, and they were announced, and they weren't surprising to Katie Taylor. So she went and implemented that and was not successful. She lost, one judge saw it even, 95-95, and the other saw it quite uneven, 97-93, the other two. So she lost by a majority. No one was in favor. The Netflix, which is where the fight was telecasted, saw it 95-95. They saw it even. And I think she lost. And this is and partly, I mentioned, my father's life. He boxed, and so I used to go to boxing matches with him, and he sort of, fed me some of the prejudices I have. But, first of all, if you're going to beat the champion, you can't do it kind of by ending up even. You've got to go forward and not overwhelm, but you got to make it, relatively clear that you deserve taking that title away. And so I think that's been that prejudice, I think, in favor of Katie Taylor. And I don't know if everybody, I don't know, and I think that's just an unwritten rule or all, but I think that's the first thing. The second thing that happened is, although Amanda, in terms of her jabbing from out, probably had more connections with the jazz, but when it came to power punches and effective, that hurt, Katie Taylor in both Netflix and I'm sure, in other the cards of the referee, of the judges, she was more effective in that. So in terms of the number of punches, they're probably basically about even. But in terms of the effectiveness of those punches, they were not even. They were very different. And I thought Amanda looked very, very badly with from the outside. It's not her style, and she was kind of flailing, and she looked like she was shadow boxing. So she didn't look good. She was missing a lot. And although she was aggressive, you could say that Katie Taylor should have been deducted by kind of, holding back and not going forward. But when it came in and she tried to really come in, that Katie Taylor defended herself and was much more effective, in terms of the punches, as I just was mentioning. So that's my take on it. And sometimes, you have your way. This is kind of a life lesson. You have your the way you've been successful, and granted, sometimes when you haven't been, this is the way I've always done things. You have to sort of change within an organization and yourself and your relationships. But if that change doesn't seem to be working, you got to go back to what you know best, and she and the strategy did not go back, and she stayed with that strategy of boxing from the outside, not getting in. I don't think there was one moment in that whole 10 rounds, which were also 2 minutes, a little bit very short, which she had insisted on 3 minutes, and I think that would have helped her. But there was not one moment where they clinched, where the referee had to go in and separate them. They just did not clinch. They came in close and looked like they were, but they didn't hold on to each other, and they stepped aside. So she didn't look good, and I'm kind of because I don't know what her mention, but when you from the very beginning, Amanda comes out, you know, with cheerleaders from the Knicks, with a singer, and she's kind of dancing and smiling and all that. And Kitty Taylor came out very serious, black wardrobe she had, and very serious and just, you know, man. So I'm sure that this is part of the, to a certain extent, the boxing is a show. And she was probably, you know, instructed and convinced that that was best. But it didn't come across, for me, it didn't cross well. So that's the Amanda Serrano day. The next day, Edgar Berlanga went, and I didn't see that fight, but he got knocked out, you know, knocked down twice. The third time he was knocked down, the referee called it off. He was clearly beaten his name is Hamza Shiraz. But what I found interesting is, you know, his reflection on the defeat, and he's saying that el boxeo es tan importante mentalmente como física y espiritualmente. Esto es un punto de inflexión para mí. Saying that boxing is as important mentally as it is physically and spiritually. I found it interesting to use the word spiritually. And this for me is a matter of inflection, introspection, reflection. He uses the word inflection, inflexión. It was for me. And then he says, agradezco a Dios, aún en la derrota, esta travesía está lejos de acabar. Me tomaré tiempo para reflexionar y regresar más claro, hambriento y enfocado que nunca. Volveré pronto. He says, I thank God defeat. This journey is far from ending. I will take the time to reflect and to come back with greater clarity, hunger and focus than ever. So I will return quickly. So there were articles of people commenting, you know, whether he had the right focus, whether he and this and that, and whether he'd be able to make a comeback. At least the way he verbalized it is pretty good. And this is again a lesson. You know, we get knocked down, we get beaten, we do introspection, inflection, we analyze what we is. We actually, as he says, have to frankly thank God even when we have not prevailed, learn from them and come back with better focus and with a little bit clarity as to what we have to do. And also, pretty good, you know, pretty good lesson to be learned. Adriana Diaz, I mentioned she was in Las Vegas again. She lost again. I say another Puerto Rican that I was pulling for, and we've been following. She lost in the round of 32. She won in the round of 64. Lost the round of 32, and that's not good. She's been going from, you know, 9, 10, 11 to 20, I mentioned last week. Now, you know, she didn't make the next round, so losing at the round of 32, it's going to, I think, cost her in her ranking. So that was, you know, what happened, and whether she just got a bad, whether she had a bad day or she got the really tough person on the other side. It wasn't a person who came in the top 10, but anyway, she lost at 30 at 32, and that was kind of sad. So you know, in the sporting world, you have bad days. You take those into account. You expect those to happen. You learn from them, and hopefully you come back with a. In the case of Amanda, I don't know. I mean, she's 37 or 38. Katie Taylor's also up there in the 30s, which is pretty high for a boxer. Amanda has sacrificed so much. Reading in terms of her description, she has spent so much time on being a boxer. I mean, she does. You know, she doesn't travel. She doesn't have relationships. She doesn't go to parties. She's had a tough life going, and it's been the last 4 or 5 years is when she's been able to make some significant money and enjoy the fame and what she has had. And of course her record is enviable. I mean, she's won, I think, 7 titles at different levels, and this was the only one, with Katie Taylor, who I come my fan sense is, frankly, at the end of the day, I think Katie's a little bit stronger and a little bit better boxer at that weight level. I think it's as simple, even though sad as that is. So that's the boxing world, and so the next thing I probably we're kind of running out of time in this second segment, so maybe I shouldn't start, but tying in with the end the article of getting involved and in the nitty gritty of things. I want to describe, what the transition of San Juan Rotary president took place on Tuesday to Enid Reyes. And basically I gave a talk as to what has achieved and what didn't achieve. And I want to discuss, the importance of Rotary and why I'm in that and maybe, convince some of you to join Rotary or other organizations like Rotary and why they should be considered, for our well-being. I feel strongly about that. I'm obviously prejudiced, but that's – and I also had the experience – I'm president of the Coalición Comunidad San Patricio Community Coalition in the San Patricio area, and we've been in the midst of some really serious controversy. I want to discuss that in the meeting we had with the mayor and the lessons from that. So we've gone out of time in this second segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. We'll be right back with a pause. After the pause, excuse me.